This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We are flying by today. I've been avoiding this topic the whole show because it's disgusting. And yes, I know what Joe Biden said today. I've been avoiding that too. I'll get to that in a few minutes from now. But I've been avoiding this talk because it's gross. We're about to have it. And then we'll talk about what Joe Biden did. And then I'll finally get to some emails, which I promised at the beginning of the show. Remember, you can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Do you remember when I told you this back in May? Mark my words. And as sick as this is, within 10 years, pedophilia and bestiality will have moved into the mainstream in this country. They will be things that are openly promoted on the news. And you can vomit in the trash can and say I'm wrong. You know I'm right. It is a fact. That's the way it goes. I mean, look at how it started, right? You remember how it started? Wow, just gay marriage, just equality. Now we have kids who go around schools barking like dogs, and the teachers set out dog bowls so they can eat like dogs in the schools. We have 12-year-olds mutilating themselves. It gets worse from here. I have audio here. This is courtesy of the great libs of TikTok. This person is a teacher. He's an English teacher. He teaches your kids English.
Stop calling them that. You're not allowed to label people like that.
What?
Stop it.
Yeah, no,
we're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPS.
No.
Minor Attracted Persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a 5-year-old.
Did you hear what she said? I know the audio wasn't great. I'm not going to play it again because I'm about to vomit right now. Did you hear what she said? Don't call them pedophiles. Call them MAPS. You can't judge them for wanting to... You heard what she said, right? Remember this. Remember it. And this is hard. This is hard to accept. It's hard for me to accept. There is no bottom. You think this insanity out there now with the furries and all the insane trans stuff and everything else, you think that we've bottomed out... And this craziness has gone far enough, and America's about to turn it around. You are dead wrong. There is no bottom for demons. There is no low. This is not a gigantic pit where you eventually will hit the rocky bottom. It's a black hole. It's never ending. You either get these people out of society or it never stops. And these people are in place in your medical schools. These people are in place in your schools where the next psychiatrist is coming from. These people are infiltrated all throughout our society. It never stops. Now, as long as we're going down the dark road, let's get to what Joe Biden said today. I've been avoiding it all day because it's really, really ugly. And what I have to say about it's going to be really, really ugly, but it's true. Yes, I know everyone's laughing about old Joe Biden again, just showing who he really is.
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down on the east side, what's called the bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area, on the east side. And you know where you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is and the best basketball in the city is. It's where everybody shows up.
It's so funny. And I'm not even going to do the Joe Biden's a racist thing, because the truth is, Joe Biden's mind stopped working probably 10 years ago, I would guess. And he's just kind of being very honest about how he views the world now. What are black people to Joe Biden? I mean, it is racist, honestly, but what are black people to Joe Biden? Well, they're stupid guys who play basketball and vote Democrat. That's in his mind. That's why he talks like that's why it comes out. Remember, because Joe Biden is riddled with dementia and he's just a hollowed out shell of what he was, who he truly is now simply comes out all the time because he can't control it. It's just how Joe Biden thinks. Hey, man, you want to go down to the hood for some votes and some hoops, baby?
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down on the east side, what's called the bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area, on the east side. And you know you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is, or the best...
All right, that's the lighter part today. Let's get to a couple of the darker parts. And in my opinion, let's get to this darkest part. And this is going to sound over the top what I'm about to say, but please understand that I mean every word of it. You can call me crazy. That's fine. I mean every word of it. Back when Barack Obama was president, I used to say back then, I was running for office a couple times and losing and whatnot, but I used to say, because of his deeply ingrained hatred for America, and remember, he would go overseas and he'd apologize for what a crappy country we are all the time. I used to say, if you were to hold a gun to Barack Obama's head and tell him he had to drop a nuclear weapon on any city in the world, Barack Obama would drop that nuclear weapon on America. He would pick a red area in America and he would drop that nuclear bomb on America before he would bomb North Korea, Iran, anywhere else. And not only would he do so, he would do so without hesitation. You do understand they continue to threaten you with the military because these people want to send the military to hurt you, right? I mean, you understand this is not a one-off. What I'm about to play you is not a one-off. This is now a mainstream Democrat talking point. You have Democrat congressmen like Eric Swalwell threatening you with nuclear weapons. You have the president of the United States of America standing up behind a microphone and feeling totally comfortable saying this.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America as independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use.
That's the president of the United States of America threatening to send F-15s to do airstrikes on American citizens. That's not a one-off. This is something that has consistently happened. Now, I want you to pause for a moment because this is actually going to get scarier as we go along here. What have I been talking to you about when it comes to the United States military? What have I said? There are two different purges going on right now in the military. There's a hard purge and a soft purge. The hard purge is the vaccine mandate. Everyone with half a brain now knows there's no reason to have a vaccine mandate. It doesn't stop the spread. It wears off. It just doesn't do anything. So why would you keep it in place in the military? Well, who exactly do you think in the military is refusing the vaccine and getting kicked out? They're all people on the right. Okay, so that's the hard purge. That's flat out purging your political opponents. The soft purge part of it is all the endless anti-white racism, the endless LGBTQ Air Force crap. That's taking the rural guys who win you wars, especially from the South, from the red areas, and it's running them out of the military. They're either not re-upping or they're just not joining at all. Those are the two parts to the soft purge. Well, remember, you do purges for a reason. Because you're a model and you're trying to stay skinny. Quit it. That's not funny. All right, no, but you do purges like this for a reason. So you can have a military that's loyal to you. Now, why have communists always desired a military loyal to them so they can send the military to hurt their political opponents? Communists do not look at militaries as tools to keep out foreign invaders or keep a country safe. They look at them as one gigantic gun they can aim at their enemies. That is simply a fact. Democrats, I know this is unreal to say, Democrats want to send the military to hurt you, and you understand that they are currently building a military that will comply, right? You understand that? Do I need to remind you of who the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs is? This is the guy who openly admitted he was going to give China a heads up in case Trump did something.
And we took a strike. So that we did. Secondly, is we know that there were secondary explosions. Because there were secondary explosions, there's a reasonable conclusion to be made that there was explosives in that vehicle. The third thing is we know from a variety of other means that at least one of those people that were killed was ISIS.
That's Milley. Milley, who was already talking about his white rage. I tell you what, I ran out of time. I'm not quite done on this yet. I'm going to finish up here. They want to send the military against you. Before we get to that, we have to not only create a parallel economy in the country, because we have to basically create a parallel country. We have to form a coalition of red states and form a parallel country. Part of that is forming a parallel economy. Part of that is not funding people who hate your freaking guts. You understand that if you told the heads of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile that Joe Biden line, if you just played them that line, you understand they would nod their heads in agreement, right? Yeah, these stupid hicks with their guns. We'll send the fighter jets on them. Hey, how about some napalm? Take that, Red America. And you pay them money every single month. I don't. Now, we switched from T-Mobile, so I can't act like my hands are clean here. I've done plenty of funding, but we switched to Pure Talk, and they love this country, and they would never do that. They would never dump on your values. They don't hate your guts. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll take you less than 10 minutes to switch over to a company that doesn't hate you. You also save a fortune. You get an extra month free if you do it now. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you play this song because it's getting dark here tonight? It's getting dark, Chris. Look, what do you want me to tell you? It's getting dark. I avoided it the whole show because I wanted to do history and I wanted to cover the Trump stuff and go over everything else. But they are purging the United States military of people who are on the right. They are purging them for a reason. The reason is they look at the military and they don't think about defending America because they don't give a crap about America. They look at the military as one gigantic hammer they can use to smash their political opponents. This is not a one-off. This has now become a consistent talking point from Democrats for a reason. They are one day, it's not going to be tomorrow, they are going to order airstrikes against their own citizens. And guess what? When they do so, the military will be filled then with pilots who will comply.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use.
He's not joking. Remember, the gun control thing, it's one of the fascinating things about America, and one of the reasons I actually have a little bit of hope going forward for the country and how our breakup might happen. It's because they've never managed to disarm us. It's one of the things every other horrible dictator in history, they all accomplish that. They all disarm their people. And once you do that, nothing's stopping you, right? But they've never done that here. Remember, we talked about it before. That civilians in this country, they own more weapons and ammunition than every branch of the military and every law enforcement agency combined by an order of magnitude. How are you supposed to deal with that if you're a communist who wants to finish everyone off? It drives them insane that they've never been able to disarm us. They want, and remember, all every post-school shooting thing and all that stuff, none of them give a crap about any of the kids. It's always an opportunity to try to disarm you. Why do they want to disarm you? They want the freedom to hurt you. And that's part of the reason they bring up the military so often. It grades on them. They look at you and that weapon you carry around. They look at you and that AR-15 you have in the house. And it drives them nuts that you would dare to be free from their control. So how do you deal with it? Well, you certainly don't moderate your communist positions. You deal with it through force, through violence, through pain. They just simply want someone with bigger guns to come kill you. And then if you're dead, remember, these are not people who value human life. Remember this. Our modern day Democrats are just as evil as Stalin or Mao ever was. Oh, Jesse, that's too over the top for radio. Really? 60 million unborn babies slaughtered in the United States of America. Nobody talks about them. You can hardly get anyone to say a word about 60 million lives lost. Don't sit there and defend it to me. Don't sit there and make excuses for it to me. There is no excuse. These are death cultists who will murder you because human life means nothing to them. They don't look at you as some individual God-breathed soul. You're simply a cog in the wheel for them, baby. You're a servant to the state. And the second you cease being a servant to the state and you start being a problem for the state, well, then it's time to send in the F-15s and take care of that problem.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America as independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use.
He's not joking. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, it would never happen. Because I have people on the right who've argued with me on this. Jesse, they would never do it. Jesse, they would never do it because there'd be so much bad press. Think about the PR disaster. Okay, all right, let's walk through that together because it's not a stupid thing to say, but let's walk through it together. The CNN, you know what? CNN's a great example. Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, all the other losers they have at CNN, get them around a table right now and ask them who is the most dangerous person in the United States of America today. They'd all say, Trump. Okay, Trump, fine. Okay, but all right, set Trump aside. Are you worried about domestic terrorists? They would all say yes. Now, I want you to picture in your mind the staff at CNN go around the table and all of them being asked to describe the potential domestic terrorist. Would they be describing you? You honestly think if the president ordered F-15s to do an airstrike on red Americans, you honestly think it would be a PR nightmare? Everyone in Hollywood agrees with him that you're the enemy. Everyone in the media agrees with him that you're the enemy. Your child would be taught in school about the brave president who took on these American traitors and put them down for the good of the country. They'd be carving his face in Mount Everest before the day was done. PR? They create the PR. They have half the suburban housewives in the United States of America believing Donald Trump's an old meanie poo-poo head and Joe Biden's a nice, gentle old man. They are the PR. I am not using hyperbole here. They have a desire to order the military to kill their political opponents, and we are not that far away from them being willing to do so. Because remember, like we've talked about 1,000 times on this show, everything they do is in an effort to make you an enemy of the state. They want to make you an enemy of the state so they can justify using state power, including the military, against you. Everything they do is with that end in mind. When you understand that, you understand better why the FBI does what it does, why they're purging the military of anybody with any right-wing thought at all, why they continue to threaten you, an American citizen, with fighter jets. Now are you starting to understand? Are you starting to understand just how evil it gets? And are you starting to get now, all you who've argued with me, and that's fine to argue with me, by the way, who am I? I'm not some saint. Are you starting to understand why I discuss the necessity of a national divorce? Because this is going to a place we cannot come back from. And it's going to a place that's more terrible than you can possibly comprehend. We have got to stop living together. It sucks. Hate that it ended this way. We're enemies. We hate each other. It's time to go our separate ways. All right. I'm going to get to some emails, which I've been promising the whole show. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is
the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, it has been an eventful evening here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, Joe, don't think Joe Biden was done. I'll get to the emails in a second. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't think it was just the F-15 thing. He even rolled out this doozy.
You hear some of my friends in the other team talking about political violence and how it's necessary. Think about this now. Did any of you think, even as old as I am, you've ever been in an election where we talk about it's appropriate to use force, political violence in America? It's never appropriate. Never, period. Never, never, never.
Obviously, I know you're sitting there raging right now because the communists have been murdering and assaulting Trump supporters in this country for 6 years now. If you don't believe me, there are articles up in places like Breitbart that actually list all of these incidents. Political violence is as natural to the communists as breathing is. He always acts like your attempts to stop his agenda are what violence actually is. But also do keep this in mind. Remember this. Joe Biden, he's just a face. It's actually Barack Obama's people, Lisa Monaco, Susan Rice, all these people behind the scenes, these real America-hating, evil, evil people. They're the ones driving this messaging. And maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, it doesn't make sense. Why would they drive a message that's so divisive and so unpopular? Right? That's not something that's, I mean, this kind of speech threatening right-wingers with an F-15, of course that's going to land well at some big Democrat rally, but you're going into midterm elections. That's terrible messaging. That doesn't sound good. Why would they do it? The people behind Joe Biden are so committed to their religion, the religion of communism, the destruction of America. They're not concerned at all with a second Joe Biden term. They're not concerned with midterm election losses either. Like I said, what administration were they in? Obama's. Do you know what they did for the 4 years of President Donald Trump's, Donald Trump's four-year presidency, in between that and Joe Biden? You know what they all did? All of them. Monica, all of them. They all went and got filthy rich. Remember, the system takes care of its own. They don't leave power. They go sit somewhere and acquire more power and money for 15 minutes until the next Democrat gets in. Then they jump right back into the White House and continue their mission in life to destroy America. The day Barack Obama lost, the day Barack Obama was done, Hillary Clinton lost, and Donald Trump took over, Susan Rice didn't go down and stand by you in the unemployment line. I guarantee, I haven't even looked this up. I guarantee she went to either the media or she went to the university system or some left-wing think tank. I guarantee she did. Went and made a fortune, just biding her time until, that was actually a really great pun. Biding her time until Biden, Chris. What? You got what, Chris? Yeah, that's why this show.
We're changing people's lives.
That's why it is. Who else can do puns like that on the fly, Chris? Nobody but me. Nobody but me. Anyway. Those are the people behind him, and they don't go away. And that's what makes it so difficult about having a GOP that we want to be the opposition party, but that is always doing the bare minimum to make it look like they're trying to help you. That's bad. Tall one. Does anyone realize they shouldn't bite the hand that feeds them? I bring this up because of what I'm talking about. The left just can't stop the pendulum from swinging too far. Brian Stelter, Rachel Maddow had great ratings during the Trump administration. How are they doing now? CNN ratings are in the toilet. Networks in disarray. They couldn't help themselves. They threw away the silver spoon, says Buenos Tardes. Well, did they? Yeah, Brian Stelter's fired at CNN. But how long do you think Brian Stelter is going to be out of work? Brian Stelter was a loyal lickspittle to the regime. He was a loyal servant to the regime. Now, granted, Chris says he's boring. Yes, look, all servants to the regime are not treated equally. When you are viewed as a servant to the state, how much you contribute to the state is going to determine how well the state compensates you. So if you're somebody, like Susan Rice, who we just brought up. Janet Yellen, that's an even better example. If you're Janet Yellen, you're very useful to the state. You have 8,000 Ivy League degrees. you're always brought in to screw things up at the Fed or the Treasury or somewhere. So when Janet Yellen, when Barack Obama left and Donald Trump took over, Janet Yellen, she didn't go to the poorhouse. She went to Wall Street and I believe she made over $3 million during that 4 years giving speeches on Wall Street, speaking to boardrooms. Okay, that's because she's very useful to the regime. Stelter, with his low T voice, not as useful. And as Chris said, he's boring. So, but he ain't going to land in the poorhouse. He's a servant of the regime. That's how it works. The system takes care of its own. And they want everyone to see that you're taken care of if you're a servant to the system. They want everyone to see it. Hi, Jay Steele. I'm so thankful to have a roof over my head. You mentioned how the elite will never be happy or grateful for what they have, and it really touched me. I traveled for 7 years after graduating high school, a lot of camping, living on the streets, she said by choice. Eating a lettuce sandwich that consisted of bread and lettuce was probably the best meal I've ever had because I was so hungry. Living outside for that many years made me appreciate the blessings of America. Even now, 30 years later, when it's rainy or cold or just hot outside, I find myself thanking God for my shelter in the storm. I remember being so cold and wet and not having a place to keep warm and dry. I have a wonderful life, and I always have. Got to travel this country, Canada, and England while I still had a body that could sleep on the ground, lived in a hollowed-out redwood, traveled with a circus, and experienced our world society, which cannot be taught. I know this is a rambling email. I could go on for longer. It's just amazing to hear you say what so many of us are thinking. We're going to be fine, says I can say her name. Her name is Amber. That's a fascinating life. And again, just a reminder, all these people, the elites, they're all bitter and miserable because they lack any kind of a purpose in life. Dr. Jesse, I had a dermatology checkup today. Went in and there were masks required signs everywhere. I went in without a mask on. The clerk asked me if I needed a mask. I told her I would not be wearing one. In response, she told me I could not be seen without a mask. So I told her to cancel the appointment and walk out. I can't take medical advice from a doctor that won't follow the science. Until everyone starts walking out, these idiots are going to keep this up. I love the show, says I can use his name. His name is Sam. As long as we continue. Look, maybe you're in an area where you can't find another doctor, but if you have choices, if your doctor requires masks, your doctor is not a doctor. He's a servant of the system. Go find a doctor who will actually treat you with brains. If you find your doctor, ask your doctor if children should take the vaccine. The answer he or she gives you should determine whether or not you ever darken the doors again. The most underreported thing today is how truly evil our medical institutions are becoming. It's happening right in front of your eyes. If your doctor is aiding them in that, if he's a servant to that, you need to walk away and find someplace else. We all need to be, myself included, more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money. Look, these people are trying to crush us, right? We don't have to pay them for the privilege. Speaking of trying to crush us, you know we have two more years of Joe Biden. I know that hurts, but you know we have two more years of this nonsense, right? Of them trying to bring us down. You know My Patriot Supply? You know they have three-month food kits, emergency food kits, for $250 off right now at preparewithjessekelly.com? Do you understand how long this food lasts? Oh, Jesse, we're going to be fine. We'll be fine. Really? 15 years from now, you know for a fact that we'll be fine? You understand that purchase that you got a deal on from My Patriot Supply, 15 years from now, it'll still be good. The food will still be good. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. They ship it fast. Shipping is free. It shows up in unmarked boxes, so you don't have to worry about your neighbors or a nosy postman figuring out you're the house with the emergency food should everything hit the fan. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. You need an emergency food kit for everyone in your home. If there's three of you, get three of them. If there's one of you, just get one. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, it was a golly. How much stuff did we go through this show? There were personal stories. We told history. Joe Biden, he knows where to go. Hoop it up, baby.
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down in the east side, what called the bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area, in the east side. And you know where you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is, and the best.
Gosh. We'll get to headlines in a second. Let me get to a couple more emails. Dr. Jesse, we not long ago lost Anthony Bourdain. His politics were a little to the left, but his show was entertaining. In his absence, I think you could fill in with some TV specials. You were the menu whisperer. He traveled the world and was not afraid of an occasional cocktail. I think you'd be a perfect replacement, although he had a better head of hair. That, you know what? That hurts. He says, what are your thoughts? And I can say his name. His name is Doug. He did have an amazing head of lettuce. He did. He was a good, what, Chris? Yeah, that was going to be my problem. Chris just said he ate bad food that I wouldn't touch. Look, you have to understand, you really have to understand how white trash and backwards I am. I'm a very white trash person. I'll eat a lot of melted cheese. I'll eat Mexican food. I'll Kamala down some egg rolls. I'm fine when it comes to stuff like that. But these international traveling chef guys, oh, hey, yes, I'd love to try the monkey nuts. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not eating exotic things. Oh, please, I'd love steak fingers. No. And I mean snake fingers. What, Chris? More of a Guy Fieri is what you call me? That's probably fair. Even though still not at that level of sophistication, that's probably fair. What, Michael? The Trailer Park Guy Fieri's, now that's probably appropriate. Yeah, I mean, you would enjoy eating the things I eat, but I'm definitely not what you'd call refined. Not refined by any means. Dear Dr. Awesome, I hate to stroke your ego. You have the best music taste on any radio show anywhere. Don't let anyone tell you what to play. You're awesome. I'll tell you what I find weird, and I've always found this weird. Why other radio shows don't play good jams? Is there some kind of industry-wide commitment to playing the lame elevator music every time you come in a show and out a show? I like good music because it sets the mood for the segment. When I come in and we're jamming out on something, I'll never understand why everyone doesn't do it. Who doesn't want to hear the Stones or something like that? Jesse, since my first name is Francis, I initially took umbrage at your remarks about the name on your Thursday night show. This is from last week. Oh, I did make fun of a dude named Francis. That was hilarious. Then I thought back to when I was in grade school and I had to put up with taunts about it being a girl's name. Countless times I pointed out to my classmates that it's spelled Francis. It's a boy's name. And then he goes and spells it out. And then he says, when I changed schools in the eighth grade and had an entirely new bunch of classmates, I took pains to introduce myself as Frank, not Francis. I was a junior and my father was always known as Frank, so I figured he went through the same thing. Nevertheless, I console myself with the great names in history who were named Francis. Francis Bacon, Francis Scott Key, Francis the Talking Mule. You may use my name, but remember, it's Frank. You see, Francis, this is why bullying is actually really underrated. It's incredibly underrated. Here you were with the name that was going to get you mocked the rest of your life. The bullies stepped in. They evened out society. And who won in the end? Everyone did, Frank. Everyone won in the end, didn't they?
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Google keeping Truth Social off of the App Store, preventing Android users from getting it. Truth Social, remember, is Donald Trump's social media company. Keep in mind, this is why I talk about parallel economies. Not just parallel companies, parallel economies. We have to, as red states and red areas, we must build parallel economies from the ground up. We must have every single level of the economy. Otherwise, they continue to just kneecap these things. You remember Parler? My buddy Dan Bongino, we started Parler, and I love Parler, by the way. I'm still on Parler. I'm going to start posting on there more. Parler, they took off like a rocket when they came out as the alternate social media app, and then boom, just had their knees cut out from under them because Amazon owned all the servers and just basically fired a torpedo into their sides. We must own every level of the economy. We don't need just parallel companies. We need entire parallel economies. Houston School District issues training on keeping trans identities secret from parents. Remember, they know what they're doing is evil and wrong. They're doing it to kids, not necessarily so they can make them all gay or trans or whatever it is. They're doing this to kids to turn them against their parents. These people are evil. I'll say that, and I'll also say this. If anyone attempted to do something to my kids, they'd never see the light of day again. John Fetterman skipping Joe Biden gun control event in Pennsylvania. The biggest indictment of Joe Biden's popularity is every state he goes to campaign, the candidates for Senate and governor in those states, they always have a scheduling conflict. This has happened multiple times. Remember, it happened with Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Biden went down there for an event, and Stacey Abrams flat out said, there's a scheduling conflict. Sorry, can't make it. Maybe because the guy, wants to send airstrikes against
and
Americans.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking.
I don't know what Joe Biden's problem is, or what John Fetterman's problem is. Does he want Joe Biden down there and tell him how to hoop it up?
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down on the east side, what's called the Bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area, on the east side. And you know you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is and the best basketball in the city is. It's where everybody shows up.
Old Joe just can't help himself. All right, listen. If you missed any part of the show, and it was a doozy tonight, if I say so myself, Chris, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, I haven't said this in a while, leave a 5-star rating, subscribe, and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. Those are critical. There are 2,000 of them now, Chris. That's so hilarious. The suits have to be so annoyed by now. All right. You can email me if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.